single game. White Sox tickets on sale in just minutes. Coming up at 10 o'clock. You can get them at whitesox.com or at the Guaranteed Rate Field box office, 35th and Bilvec Drive. I would suggest June 24th. Buy those early because that is Mark Burley's retirement ceremony. Get the ball, throw the ball. Get the ball, throw the ball. He was terrific. Home opener is Monday, April 3rd.
And
hopefully 80 degrees and sunshine against the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, that'd be nice. Hopefully for opening day, at least 60. By the way, something. White Sox spring training, you know that's going on right now. Sox baseball, of course, here on WLS. Tomorrow, Sox versus Angels at 1:35. Sunday, Sox and the D-backs at 1:35. Your home of the White Sox. It's almost here. WLS AM.
It is here this weekend. I love hearing Ed and Darren on the air again. That means this cold weather is just about done. I was at the opening of the new park. They played the Tigers and lost, I think. It was a terrible game, unfortunately, for the White Sox. I think the Tigers scored 16.
Oh.
The first opening day of the new park. And I got to tour the most of the new park, including we started the day at that restaurant, which was terrific, on right field. Dave Williams is White Sox Dave at BarstoolSports.com. Barstool.com. Yes, as I said, BarstoolSports.com. And he's down in Arizona watching the Sox. Dave, thanks again for joining us. What do you see as far as standouts on this very young squad this year?
There's a lot of talent in the pipeline that we can.
Dave, I hate to stop you here, but I need you to get out of the wind if you can.
Okay, I'm walking inside. I'm sorry about
that. There we go. Much better. Hit it.
It's a very windy day in the valley out there.
It's about 80 and sunny as we speak already. It's 8:30 a.m. But as far as the future, we got a lot to look forward to. We, as White Sox fans, should be extremely excited with the return in the Salen Eaton deal. I'm sure that's been said on your guys' show 100 times already. But and we got a few more trade chips to go as we speak with Quintana, Frazier, Abreu even. All those guys, so a lot to look forward to.
But the young talent, you got to be impressed with the young talent that the White Sox have acquired, both between last year and then again this year. And then when you take the guys that you just talked about, you talk about Quintana, Frazier, Robertson, Cabrera, Jones, Abreu. These guys are all in the trading block, or they could be nearing the deadline. And the Sox aren't going to let these guys go for nothing less than their asking price, correct?
No, and they shouldn't do that either. It's these guys are, some at their position, some of the most valuable pieces in the game right now and in the market. So there's no reason for them to rush this and to sell for 75 cents on the dollar. So if they don't get what they're asking for, they're just going to hold on to these guys. They're all controlled for 3-4 years more. They can sell them at the deadline. They can sell them at next offseason, or they could even hold on to them because by the time these guys their contracts are up, they could, hypothetically be good again. So they got a lot of options, which is what they're looking for right now.
Dave Williams is the White Sox beat writer for BarstoolSports.com. Because it's a young team, are there going to be a lot of errors on the field, a lot of unforced errors?
There's going to be a lot of really bad baseball, but that's not – I mean, obviously, there's going to be, potentially as much as 100 losses this year.
Whoa.
There could be. If they get rid of all these guys, there could be, and that's not a bad thing necessarily.
Bite your tongue till it bleeds.
I know.
I'm looking for an October World Series between the North Side and the South Side. That I've already put my house down on that.
Look for that in 2020.
Well, Dave, we hope we do a little bit better than what you're predicting here, but thank you for your time this morning.
I'm not necessarily predicting it, but I mean, it's going to be a long season as far as wins and losses, but that's all right.
Well, that's all right. As long as we're making constant and never-ending improvement, I'm fine with it.
This team is poised for the future. They've got some talent on the team, but, they've got a gel. They've got a, John, as you like to say, coalesce, and then big things happening.
So hopefully this time, unlike what happened to him previously, Renteria will do all the hard work with the young players.
Somebody will come in.
Get him right poised for the big run. No, I think he's down there for a while. Reinsdorf is, if nothing else, this guy is very, very loyal to the people who work with him.
Well, as you heard White Sox Dave right there, 100 wins this year for our White Sox.
I heard more than 100.
Good guys on the South Side. Yeah. Good guys, we're black. All right.